Thank you for joining me here today for this group meditation visualization of heaven on earth. It is much more than a meditation or visualization. It is adding to or creating a collective thought form, an archetype, a collective consciousness, arguably a provisional being. The hope is that our thoughts applied to this collective thought will give it strength and help it manifest and bring about heaven on earth. Now, I will be talking to you and leading you through a variety of scenes and locations and asking you to participate with me as I go along. Try to, as best as you can, visualize what I am talking about as if you were there. The most important thing is to tap into my words. If you cannot visualize, just try to tap into my words and be there with me. Now, I will be asking you to do some things. First of all, I will ask you to repeat a couple of mantras. Please do these mantras silent to themselves, or you can speak them out loud if you wish, but I would suggest doing them silently. I will also be asking you to do a few things, to smile, to take in a deep breath. Please do those things as you feel freely. Now, I will also be asking you to do some crazy things, to run around, to see yourself happy, to giggle. Do those things, imagine yourself doing them. Do them in your head. Don't do them actually. Now, you may have mystical experiences, I should say, during this meditation. You may have chills, body rushes, feel heat, have visions. All of these are positive developments. You may also experience tearing or cramping. That is a purging of toxins, another positive. You may also experience kind of a discombobulated, fuzzy feeling. That is you yourself going into deeper trance. And if you're not used to meditating, that can be quite an alarming feeling. Also, if you are meditating, it can kind of make you sleepy or, you know, a little bit foggy. Don't be alarmed again. Just go with the flow. If you fall asleep or if at any times you become alarmed, just pull out of this. Now, if you have an issue with God, I strongly suggest you change the word to spirit, creator, whatever you feel positive about. Now, if you have issues with the prophets, Jesus, Buddha, Krishna, Muhammad, then this probably is not a meditation for you. All said, most people are able to get into trance pretty easily and have had wonderful experiences. This is a powerful meditation that was given to me at a very sacred space in the fall of 2009 at a very special place within that sacred place. Now, if you could please close your eyes. Heavenly Father, Divine Mother, we thank you for bringing us here today, to uniting us in one mind, of one right mind, and leading us on a journey. Protect us on this journey as we go forth. Guide us as you see fit. Help us to find inspiration, enlightenment, and better connect with the teachers that we are about to meet. Amen, and God bless. Now please close your eyes. Close your eyes. And as your eyes close, you would see clouds coming in. Very, very thick clouds. But as quickly as the clouds come in, they are now leaving. And as the clouds leave, you find yourself standing in a field of waving grass and of bright blue skies. And a band of angels is in the sky. A band of angels is coming to greet you. And as the angels land, one of them comes up to you. Hug her. Hug the angel. And as you hug the angel, you feel yourself fused with her. Your consciousness and her consciousness become one. And this gives you a feeling of connection to her, to other angels, and most of all, God. The angel lets go of you. You let go of the angel. She wants to take your hand. Let her take your hand and walk with her a few steps. And as you do, you find yourself entering a new and different reality. You are standing in an area of rolling hills, of flat fields, of streams, ponds, and brooks. It is teeming with life. All of God's kingdoms and realms are here. There are people of every size, shape, color, race, gender, and age. There are animals, giraffes, zebras, bears, cats, dogs, squirrels, chipmunks, raccoons. And there are nature spirits, elves, devas, gnomes. And there are what appear to be beings from other worlds. Someone that looks like Chewbacca from Star Wars. Someone else that looks like E.T. And the sky, oh, the sky is beautiful. It is filled with angels, of birds, bees, and butterflies. Old enemies are lying down next to each other. The lion is with the lamb. The hawk is with the dove. The coyote is with the rabbit. Soldiers that had fought and killed each other in war are now sitting together, talking, laughing. From America's Civil War, we can see Confederate and Yankee soldiers, Hutus and Tutsis, Irish Protestant and Irish Catholic. From World War I and World War II, we can see French, American, English, German, Russian, Japanese, Canadian soldiers. And there is an Arab and an Israeli talking and laughing. But in the previous life, they had inflicted mortal wounds upon each other. But in the life before that, they were sisters. Sisters that cared for each other and were passionately devoted to each other. Oh, someone has just come in front of you. It's a pixie. She can't be more than a foot and a half in length. Her wings are fluttering a mile a minute. She's taking out her wand, and she's tapping you on the nose. And she is saying, smile. Please smile. Smile. Now, take in a deep breath. Wow! Do you feel energized? Your feel-good chemicals, your endorphins, your dopamines, your serotonins are going ballistic. Someone is coming up to you. They look like a person, but they have an elephant's head. They want you to go with them. Follow them. And as you follow them, you find yourself coming upon a clearing. Others are coming in as well. People, animals, nature spirits. You see great teachers such as Buddha and Jesus. And as the people gather, a circle begins to form. Take the elephant person's hand next to you and take the nature spirit's hand. And as the circle forms, it begins to slowly move to its right. And it begins to chant, we are one. Please chant, we are one. We are one. And as the chant of we are one grows, angels have formed circles upon circles as high as the eye can see. Birds and bees and butterflies have formed circles as well. And as the chant of we are one grows, a vortex of light and love forms in the center of the circle from our collective consciousness. You can stop chanting now because the group has stopped chanting. The circle is now moving to its left. And as it starts moving to its left, people begin to chant, God is love. God is love. Please chant, God is love. Chant, God is love. And as the chant of God is love grows, the vortex formed from our collective consciousness in the center of the circle goes bigger and bigger. As the chant of God is love increases, so does the vortex, until finally the vortex explodes, sending out our collective consciousness and fusing us together as if we were one. You can stop chanting Let go of the nature spirit's hand. Let go of the elephant person's hand. Hug the nature spirit and say thank you. Hug the elephant person and say thank you. Now, turn and look to your left. You can see Jesus and Buddha walking away towards the teacher's area. Follow them. Follow them over the stream, past where the nature spirits are playing tag with the children. Be careful with a pig with a mouse riding it, being chased by a squirrel. Whoa! Past where the wolf is nursing the baby lambs. And as you approach the teachers, you can feel their radiance. Go and stand next to Jesus. And as you get close to Jesus, he places his hands upon your head. Hot, healing heat shoots into your body. And then Jesus takes his hands off of you and embraces you. Hug him back. And as you hug him back, you see yourself standing on water. Jesus standing on water next to you. He kicks the water and laughs. Ha ha ha! And as the few drops hit your face, you feel his consciousness come into yours and fuse with it. And with his consciousness comes the collective consciousness of the Christian mystics and the desert hermits and the devoted of Christendom. And then you have a vision. You see yourself with Jesus in the desert, tormented by demons, but angels abound. You see the miracles, the water and the wine, the healings, the compassion for the people, the devotion to God and the courage to walk into Jerusalem to face death. And then Jesus lets go of you. You let go of him. Step back and say thank you. Now go and hug Buddha. And as you hug Buddha, you immediately find yourself high in the sky, meditating in the deep trance of samadhi, Buddha next to you meditating. And his consciousness and the collective consciousness of the Buddhist mystics and teachers flows into you and fuses with your consciousness. And while this is going on, you can see your physical body being hugged by Buddha, yet your consciousness is high in the sky. And then Buddha lets go of you. And your consciousness returns to its physical body. Step back and say thank you to Buddha. Now, go and hug the African shaman, the great African shaman. And as you hug him, you can feel the collective consciousness of all the indigenous shamans, healers, seers come into you and fuse with your consciousness. And you feel a closeness, a kinship, a oneness with Mother Earth. Not only that, but you feel as if you can communicate with all the plants and animals. And then the shaman lets go of you. You return back to reality of heaven on earth. Say thank you to him. Now, turn and look to your right. You can see Mother Teresa talking to Hildegard of Bingen. Walk up to Mother Teresa and hug her. And as you hug Mother Teresa, You feel her consciousness flow into you and fuse with yours. And others join in, forming an increasingly larger and larger group hug. Hildegard of Bingen, the Prophet Muhammad, Zoroaster, Guru Nanak, the Bab, the Pahalu Bab, Lao Tse, Madame Blavatsky. And with each one, you can feel their consciousness fuse with yours as it flows into you, lifting your consciousness higher and higher. And as the group hug goes into the hundreds, into the thousands, you have a vision that you are on the streets of Calcutta with Mother Teresa. She is hugging an old woman that cannot see and has leprosy. There in front of you is a young boy who cannot walk because his legs are deformed. Hug the boy. And as you hug the boy, you have your vision increase. You see bright orbs appear over the heart centers of all the people there on the streets of Calcutta. And as the group hug grows larger, the vision gets stronger, and the orbs become little stars, five pointed nubble stars, one nubble for the head, one nubble for each arm, one nubble for each leg. You are seeing the divine spark, the soul of all of those on the streets of Calcutta. And with that, your vision ends because the group hug is beginning to dissolve. And as the group hug dissolves, the feeling of oneness remains because all of the people's consciousness has come into you and fused with yours. Finally, it is only you left hugging Mother Teresa. Let go of her. Step back and say thank you. And as you turn around, you find yourself facing a massive man, 6'6", if not taller, broad in the shoulder, strong of face, yet soft of eye. It is the great Haudenosaunee prophet, the peacemaker that united the Iroquois and brought peace for one brief moment on this world. He wants to hug you. He bends over, he embraces you, and then he pulls back and laughs, ha ha ha, lifting you off the ground. And then his consciousness comes into yours and fuses with yours, as does the collective consciousness of all the Native American prophets, seers, healers, shamans, and medicine men. And you see the world before he came, the killing, the violence, the torture, the cannibalism. And then you go and you find yourself standing with the peacemaker next to a mighty Mohawk warrior, one of the fiercest warriors the world has ever seen. He is about to kill someone. And yet, when the peacemaker puts his hands upon him, sending in his consciousness, the man relents. The mighty Mohawk warrior drops his weapon, gets up and embraces the peacemaker. And then you go, and with the peacemaker visiting soul upon soul, transforming hearts that are full of anger and hate and violence into ones that are loving and compassionate. Until all that is left to be transformed is the evil Arda Daho, the demon-possessed snakes in his hair sorcerer. And the peacemaker walks up to him, places his hands upon him, sending in his consciousness. The demons flee. Hiawatha comes behind him and begins to comb the snakes from his hair. Still the peacemaker keeps his hands upon him, keeps his hands upon him, keeps his hands upon him, until the evil Arda Daho is now the Tada Daho a great spiritual leader. All have been transformed. And the peacemaker brings them together and unites them as one tribe, the Haudenosaunee, the Iroquois nation. And to consummate it, he plants a tree of peace on the shores of Onondaga Lake and gives them the great law of peace, the great law that will become the basis of so much that we hold dear, the model of democracy, of social justice and the empowerment of women, of concepts such as we the people, representative government, that leaders should have thick skins and be the servants of the people. Now, it is years later. The peacemaker is long gone. All the men are standing before the clan's mother, dressed in war paint. And the mighty Mohawk warrior steps forward and speaks. We must avenge this wrong. They have come unto our land. Unprovoked and unjustifiably, they have taken, killed. We must avenge themselves, ourselves, and not look weak. As he steps back in line, the clan mothers huddle for a moment, and then one steps forward and speaks. There will be no vengeance. There will be no retribution. Peace will remain. And all the men bow before the clan mothers, and the mighty Mohawk warrior steps forward and says, peace it shall be, for as you speak, so speaketh the peacemaker, and through him the great creator. And with that, the peacemaker lets you down. Step back and say thank you. Now, turn to your left. You can see all the Hindu mystics and avatars meditating. Join them. And as you get closer, you can see Patanjali, a tiger resting next to him, its head upon his lap. Krishna, Sri Ramakrishna, Swami Vivekananda, the mother, Sri Aurobindo, Sankar, Tagore, and Gandhi, and countless others. And as you sit down, you immediately go into the deep trance state of samadhi, and the collective consciousness of all the Hindu avatars, mystics, and gurus flows into you and fuses with your consciousness. And then you have a vision. You see the soul of Patanjali leave his body, the five-pointed noble star, and move next to your body. And it reaches, and its right noble reaches across to its left side, tears off a piece of itself, and places it within your soul. Divine bliss. Ecstasy. And then, in a quick succession, all of the other souls leave their bodies and come and give a piece of themselves to you. In an instant, it is done. Stand up and say thank you. Now, there is one more group of teachers that we must go visit. It is the Hebrew prophets. You can hear them chanting. Walk towards them. No justice, no God. No justice, no God. Speak truth to power. Speak truth to power. And as you get closer, you can see Abraham, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Moses, and countless others, Ruth. Go and hug Moses. And as you hug Moses, the collective consciousness of the Hebrew prophets flows into you and fuses with your consciousness and the consciousness of others. All is one within you now. And you see Moses standing before the Pharaoh, speaking truth to power, saying, "Let my people go." You see Jeremiah warning of the Babylonian coming. You see Isaiah preaching to take care of the widow, the orphan, and the poor. You see Abraham pleading with God to save Sodom and Gomorrah. "Oh God, if I could only find 5 good men." And with that, Moses lets go of you. Step back and say thank you. And as you do, Moses reaches down and picks up his staff, thrusts it in your face, and says, "Take this." And you say, "No, no, Moses, I cannot take your staff." And Moses thrusts it in your face again and says, "I insist. It is the staff of light and love. It will guide and protect you and help in transcending the physical world into the spiritual world. Take it now, please." Tears of joy well from your eyes as you get on your hands and knees and kiss this man's feet because he has given you the most precious thing. Now, get up. Look across the field in front of you. You can see the Divine Mother on the other side. Many, many children are running around and playing around her. Walk towards her. And as you walk towards her in your stride, you take a look around and you can see all the teachers waving you on, saying, "We will pray for you. Call upon us. We can help. Call upon us." And as you turn back around, you notice that those are not children playing around the Divine Mother, but they are nature spirits that are as old as the hills, hundreds if not thousands of years old, yet they run around with such mirth and merriment as if they were children. As you move closer to Divine Mother, you can feel her radiance. Go and stand next to her. And as you do, she places her hands upon your head. Your body goes stiff as a board, and something wondrous and glorious begins to pour in through the top of your head, through your crown chakra. "What is it?" you ask. "What is this wonderful nectar?" It is innocent. The Divine Mother is making you innocent. Innocent as the day that you were first born. She is removing all the baggage that you have accumulated through many, many lifetimes. All is being washed by the nectar of innocence into the ground below you. Hate, anger, envy, fear, doubt, insecurity, jealousy, rage, negative thoughts, violent thoughts, all are being purged from your body by the nectar of innocence into the ground below. You are being made innocent. You are being reborn. The Divine Mother takes her hands off of you. Step back and say thank you. Now it is time to rejoice, to be in the moment. You have been reborn, my friend. See yourself running around. See yourself jumping up in the sky, yelling, "Hallelujah!" See yourself rolling on the ground. See yourself giggling. See yourself playing with the nature spirits. See yourself whistling, shouting. Be in the moment. You have been reborn. Enjoy yourself. You are a child at heart again. Be in the moment. Now it is time to go. Say goodbye to your friends. Thank the Divine Mother again. Pick up your staff. You will need it for the way home. Hold it in front of you and strike it 2 times on the ground. And as you do, a beam of light shoots out in front of you. That is your path home. Begin to walk it. And as you walk this path of light, understand that a bounty of gifts have been bestowed upon you. The collective consciousness of the greatest teachers that the world has ever seen, that love, that compassion, that knowledge, that devotion, those spiritual abilities have been given to you. Not only have they been given to you, they have fused as one within you. As you continue walking, you see a hunter lying next to a deer. He is full of sadness and remorse because he had killed the deer in a previous life. Now it is time for you to share your bounty. Walk up to this man, heal this man, place your hands upon his head, and as you do, you can feel the collective consciousness of the teachers leave your subtle body and flow into his body through the top of his head. Yet, at the same time, something even more wondrous, glorious, is pouring in through you through the top of your crown chakra. It is the collective consciousness of the teachers, only more potent, more powerful, more loving, knowledgeable, compassionate. You are learning one of the greatest truths of all, that it is in giving that we receive. Take your hands off this man. He has been healed. The hunter gets on the ground. He grovels. He kisses your feet and says, "Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you." Tears are welling from his eyes. You say, "You are welcome." But in your heart, you know that he is the one that has blessed you because he has given you the opportunity for you to give of yourself. Pick up your staff and get back on the path of light. And as you walk the path of light, please begin to chant, "God is with me. God is with me." And as you chant, "God is with me," you can see a band of angels there with you, following you home. The clouds are beginning to come in, and they are coming in very quickly. Keep chanting. You can no longer see the angels. Keep chanting. You are getting closer to home. Keep chanting. Keep chanting. Keep chanting. You are home. You can stop chanting. You can no longer feel your staff, but it is there. You can no longer see the angels, but they are there. There for you to call upon, as are the teachers, the gurus, the rishis, the prophets. All are there to help you, to guide you, to protect you, to teach you, to inspire you. Understand that when you call upon them, you give strength to this vision of heaven on earth. It is your thoughts that nourish this archetype. What gives particular strength to your thoughts are when you do this meditation and go into trance. The deeper that you can go into meditation, the stronger your trance, the more powerful your thoughts become. So please play this recording over again, or do this meditation on your own, or Do a meditation where you see yourself going back and adding a prophet or a teacher that I did not have time for. What also gives strength to this vision of heaven on earth is that it fuses the collective consciousness of the greatest teachers the world has ever seen. The collective consciousness, or the consciousness of any teacher by themselves, whether it be Jesus, Buddha, Krishna, Muhammad, has the ability to transcend the physical plane. But when we fuse them as one, anything and everything is possible. Just as the peacemaker showed us, by uniting the Iroquois as one and making the Haudenosaunee nation, peace was achieved. So too can we achieve peace by uniting the collective consciousness of the greatest teachers the world has ever seen. Heavenly Father, Divine Mother, we thank you for the journey that you have taken us upon. Blessings to you for sharing this bounty of gifts, infusing the collective consciousness of the teachers within us. Work with us to nurture this thought form. Work with us so that we may learn from it. Work with us so that we can become bright beacons of your light and radiate love and compassion throughout the world. Teach us, show us, help us, make us better. Work with us so that heaven on earth may become a reality. Thank you so much for sharing this with us. Amen. You can slowly begin to move your fingers. Rub your arms, your legs. Begin to move. Rub your eyes or open your eyes when you see fit. If you have gone deep into trance, I would suggest taking it easy, not to do any physical strenuous exercise or movement for the remainder of the day, nor to drink alcohol or to smoke. A seed has been planted in you. Nourish it, my friend. God bless, and thank you for listening to this recording. If you would like to learn more, please read my book, The Way Home, Making Heaven on Earth by Mattis Center. It has lots of information about how we have trapped ourselves in the physical world through the archetypes and collective thought forms that we have created. It gives a prescription on how we can break free, one of which is a vision or a meditation of heaven on earth. I also have a website, www.MotherEarthPrayers.org, that has lots of information about Mother Earth, her soul in upstate New York, as well as ways of healing and breaking free from this world that we have created. I will be adding YouTube postings and other things to the website in the near future here about collective thought forms, archetypes, and the... Thanks a lot again, and God bless. Have a good day. And I hope you play this recording again and just think about how we can make heaven on earth a reality within the physical plane.